The Book of First Baruch, Chapter 1. And these are the words of the sefer which Baruch the son of Neriyahu, the son of Maeshahu, the son of Sedekiahu, the son of Akadayu, the son of Kelkiahu, wrote in Babel in the 5th year and in the 7th day of the month, what time as the Chasdim took Yerushalayim and burned it with fire. And Baruch did read the words of the sefer in the hearing of Yekaniahu, the son of Yehoiakim, king of Yehuda, and in the ears of all the people that came to hear the sefer, and in the hearing of the nobles, and of the king's sons, and in the hearing of the elders, and of all the people from the lowest unto the highest, even of all them that dwelt at Babel by the river Kud. Whereupon they wept, fasted, and prayed before Yahuwah. They made also a collection of money according to every man's power, and they sent it to Yerushalayim unto Joachim the high priest, the son of Kelkiahu, the son of Shalom, and to the priest, and to all the people which were found with him at Yerushalayim. At the same time when he received the vessels of the house of Yahuwah that were carried out of the temple to return them into the land of Yahud, the 10th day of the month Sivan, namely silver vessels which Sedekiahu the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, had made, after that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, had carried away Yekaniahu and the princes and the captives and the mighty men and the people of the land from Yerushalayim and brought them unto Babel. And they said, Behold, we have sent you money to buy you ascending smoke offerings and sin offerings and incense and prepare ye manna and offer upon the altar of Yahuwah Elohainu. And pray for the life of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, and for the life of Belshazzar, his son, that their days may be upon earth as the days of heaven. And Yahuwah will give us strength and light in our eyes, and we shall live under the shadow of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, and under the shadow of Belshazzar, his son, and we shall serve them many days and find favor in their sight. Pray for us also unto Yahuwah Elohainu, for we have sinned against Yahuwah Elohainu, and unto this day the fury of Yahuwah and his wrath is not turned from us. And ye shall read this sefer which we have sent unto you, to make confession in the house of Yahuwah, upon the feasts and solemn days. And ye shall say, To Yahuwah Elohainu belongs righteousness, but unto us the confusion of faces, as it has come to pass this day, unto them of Yahud, and to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, and to our kings, and to our princes, and to our priests, and to our prophets, and to our fathers. For we have sinned before Yahuwah, and disobeyed him, and have not hearkened unto the voice of Yahuwah Elohainu, to walk in the commandments that he gave us openly. Since the day that Yahuwah brought our forefathers out of the land of Mitzrayim, unto this present day we have been disobedient unto Yahuwah Elohainu, and we have been negligent in not hearing his voice. Wherefore the evils cleaved unto us, and the curse, which Yahuwah appointed by Moshe his servant, at the time that he brought our fathers out of the land of Mitzrayim, to give us a land that flows with milk and honey, like as it is to see this day. Nevertheless, we have not hearkened unto the voice of Yahuwah Elohainu, according unto all the words of the prophets, whom he sent unto us. But every man followed the imagination of his own wicked heart, to serve strange Elohim, and to do evil in the sight of Yahuwah Elohainu. Chapter 2. Therefore Yahuwah has made good his word, which he pronounced against us, and against our judges that judged Yasharel, and against our kings, and against our princes, and against the men of Yasharel in Yehuda, to bring upon us great plagues, such as never happened under the whole heaven, as it came to pass in Yerushalayim, according to the things that were written in the Torah of Moshe, that a man should eat the flesh of his own son, and the flesh of his own daughter. Moreover, he has delivered them to be in subjection to all the kingdoms that are round about us, to be as a reproach and desolation among all the people round about, where Yahuwah has scattered them. Thus we were cast down and not exalted, because we have sinned against Yahuwah Elohainu, and have not been obedient unto his voice. To Yahuwah Elohainu appertains righteousness, but unto us and to our fathers open shame, as appears this day. For all these plagues are come upon us, which Yahuwah has pronounced against us. Yet have we not prayed before Yahuwah, that we might turn every one from the imaginations of his wicked heart. Wherefore Yahuwah watched over us for evil, and Yahuwah has brought it upon us. For Yahuwah is righteous in all his works which he has commanded us. Yet we have not hearkened unto his voice, to walk in the commandments of Yahuwah that he has set before us. And now, O Yahuwah Elohim of Yashurel, that have brought your people out of the land of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand and high arm, and with signs and with wonders and with great power, and have gotten yourself a name, as appears this day. O Yahuwah Eloheinu, we have sinned, we have done wickedness, we have dealt unrighteously in all your ordinances. Let your wrath turn from us, for we are but a few left among the heathen, where you have scattered us. Hear our prayers, O Yahuwah, and our petitions, and deliver us for your own sake, and give us favor in the sight of them which have led us away, that all the earth may know that you are Yahuwah Eloheinu, because Yashurel and his posterity is called by your name. O Yahuwah, look down from your holy house and consider us. Bow down your ear, O Yahuwah, to hear us. Open your eyes and behold, for the dead that are in the graves, whose souls are taken from their bodies, will give unto Yahuwah neither praise nor righteousness. But the soul that is greatly vexed, which goes stooping and feeble, and the eyes that fail, and the hungry soul, will give you praise and righteousness, O Yahuwah. Therefore we do not make our humble supplication before you, O Yahuwah Eloheinu, for the righteousness of our fathers and of our kings. For you have sent out your wrath and indignation upon us, as you have spoken by your servants the prophets, saying, Thus says Yahuwah, Bow down your shoulders to serve the king of Babel. So shall you remain in the land that I gave unto your fathers. But if you will not hear the voice of Yahuwah to serve the king of Babel, I will cause to cease out of the cities of Yahud, and from without Yerushalayim, the voice of mirth and the voice of joy, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, and the whole land shall be desolate of inhabitants. But we would not hearken unto your voice to serve the king of Babel. Therefore have you made good the words that you spoke by your servants the prophets, namely, that the bones of our kings and the bones of our fathers should be taken out of their place. And lo, they are cast out to the heat of the day and to the frost of the night. And they died in great miseries by famine, by sword, and by pestilence. And the house which is called by your name have you laid waste, as it is to be seen this day, for the wickedness of the house of Yashurel and the house of Yehuda. O Yahuwah Eloheinu, you have dealt with us after all your goodness, and according to all that great mercy of yours, as you spoke by your servant Moshe in the day when you did command him to write the Torah before the children of Yashurel, saying, If you will not hear my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned into a small number among the nations, where I will scatter them. For I knew that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people, but in the land of their captivities they shall remember themselves. And shall know that I am Yahuwah Elohim, for I will give them a heart and ears to hear, and they shall praise me in the land of their captivity, and think upon my name, and return from their stiff neck, and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their fathers, which sinned before Yahuwah. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and they shall be Adonim of it. And I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And I will no more drive my people of Yashurel out of the land that I have given them. Chapter 3. O El Shaddai, Elohim of Yashurel, the soul in anguish, the troubled Ruach, cries unto you. Hear, O Yahuwah, and have mercy. You are merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. For you endure forever, and we perish utterly. O El Shaddai, Elohim of Yashurel, hear now the prayers of the dead inhabitants of Yashurel, and of their children, which have sinned before you, and not hearkened unto the voice of you their Elohim. For the which cause these plagues cleave unto us. Remember not the iniquities of our forefathers, but think upon your power and your name now at this time. For you are Yahuwah Eloheinu, and you, O Yahuwah, will we praise. And for this cause you have put your fear in our hearts, to the intent that we should call upon your name, and praise you in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the iniquity of our forefathers that sinned before you. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity, where you have scattered us for a reproach and a curse, and to be subject to payments, according to all the iniquities of our fathers, which departed from Yahuwah Eloheinu. Hear, Yasharel, the commandments of life. Give ear to understand wisdom. How happens it, Yasharel, that you are in your enemy's land, that you are waxen old in a strange country, that you are defiled with the dead, that you are counted with them that go down into Sheol? You have forsaken the fountain of wisdom. For if you had walked in the way of Elohim, you should have dwelled in peace forever. Learn where is wisdom, where is strength, where is understanding, that you may know also where is length of days and life, where is the light of the eyes and peace. Who has found out her place, or who has come into her treasures? Where are the princes of the heathen become, and such as ruled the beasts upon the earth? They that had their pastime with the fowls of the air, and they that hoarded up silver and gold, wherein men trust, and made no end of their getting. For they that wrought in silver, and were so careful, and whose works are unsearchable, they are vanished and gone down to Sheol, and others are come up in their steads. Young men have seen light, and dwelt upon the earth, but the way of knowledge have they not known, nor understood the paths thereof, nor laid hold of it. Their children were far off from that way. It has not been heard of in Canaan, neither has it been seen in Teman. The Hagriim that seek wisdom upon earth, the merchants of Moran and of Teman, the authors of fables and searchers out of understanding, none of these have known the way of wisdom or remember her paths. O Yasharel, how great is the house of Elohim, and how large is the place of his possession! Great and has none end, high and unmeasurable. There were the Nephilim, famous from the beginning, that were of so great stature and so expert in war. Those did not Yahuwah choose, neither gave he the way of knowledge unto them. But they were destroyed, because they had no wisdom, and perished through their own foolishness. Who has gone up into heaven, and taken her, and brought her down from the clouds? Who has gone over the sea, and found her, and will bring her for pure gold? No man knows her way, nor thinks of her path. But he that knows all things knows her, and has found her out with his understanding. He that prepared the earth forevermore has filled it with four-footed beasts. He that sends forth light, and it goes, calls it again, and it obeys him with fear. The stars shined in their watches and rejoiced. When he calls them, they say, "Here we be." And so with cheerfulness they show light unto him that made them. This is our Elohim, and there shall none other be accounted of in comparison of him. He has found out all the way of knowledge, and has given it unto Yaakov his servant, and to Yasharel his beloved. Afterward did he show himself upon earth, and conversed with men. Chapter 4. This is the sefer of the commandments of Elohim, and the Torah that endures forever. All they that guard it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Turn you, O Yaakov, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you to a strange nation. O Yasharel, happy are we, for things that are pleasing to Elohim are made known unto us. Be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Yasharel. You were sold to the nations, not for your destruction, but because you moved Elohim to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemies, for you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devils and not to Elohim. You have forgotten the everlasting Elohim that brought you up, and you have grieved Yerushalayim that nursed you. For when she saw the wrath of Elohim coming upon you, she said, "Hearken, O ye that dwell about Zion, Elohim has brought upon me great mourning. For I saw the captivity of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting brought upon them. With joy did I nourish them, but sent them away with weeping and mourning. Let no man rejoice over me, a widow, and forsaken of many, who for the sins of my children am left desolate, because they departed from the Torah of Elohim. They knew not his statutes, nor walked in the ways of his commandments, nor trod in the paths of discipline in his righteousness. Let them that dwell about Zion come, and remember ye the captivity of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting has brought upon them. For he has brought a nation upon them from far, a shameless nation and of a strange language, who neither reverenced old man nor pitied child. These have carried away the dear beloved children of the widow, and left her that was alone desolate without daughters. But what can I help you? For he that brought these plagues upon you will deliver you from the hands of your enemies. Go your way, O my children, go your way, for I am left desolate. I have put off the clothing of peace and put upon me the sackcloth of my prayer. I will cry unto the everlasting in my days. Be of good cheer, O my children, cry unto Yahuwah, and he will deliver you from the power and hand of the enemies. For my hope is in the everlasting, that he will save you, and joy is come unto me from the Holy One, because of the mercy which shall soon come unto you from the everlasting our Savior. For I sent you out with mourning and weeping, but Elohim will give you to me again with joy and gladness forever. Like as now the neighbors of Zion have seen your captivity, so shall they see shortly your Yeshua from our Elohim, which shall come upon you with great glory and brightness of the everlasting. My children, suffer patiently the wrath that has come upon you from Elohim, for your enemy has persecuted you, but shortly you shall see his destruction and shall tread upon his neck. My delicate ones have gone rough ways and were taken away as a flock caught of the enemies. Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Elohim, for ye shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. For as it was your mind to go astray from Elohim, so, being returned, seek him 10 times more. For he that has brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy with your Yeshua. Take a good heart, O Yerushalayim, for he that gave you that name will comfort you. Miserable are they that afflicted you and rejoiced at your fall. Miserable are the cities which your children served. Miserable is she that received your sons. For as she rejoiced at your ruin and was glad of your fall, so shall she be grieved for her own desolation. For I will take away the rejoicing of her great multitude, and her pride shall be turned into mourning. For fire shall come upon her from the everlasting, long to endure, and she shall be inhabited of devils for a great time. O Yerushalayim, look about you toward the east, and behold the joy that comes unto you from Elohim. Lo, your sons come, whom you sent away. They come gathered together from the east to the west by the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the glory of Elohim. Chapter 5. Put off, O Yerushalayim, the garment of mourning and affliction, and put on the comeliness of the glory that comes from Elohim forever. Cast about you a double garment of the righteousness which comes from Elohim, and set a diadem on your head of the glory of the everlasting. For Elohim will show your brightness unto every country under heaven. For your name shall be called of Elohim forever, the peace of righteousness and the glory of Elohim's worship. Arise, O Yerushalayim, and stand on high, and look about toward the east, and behold your children gathered from the west unto the east by the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the remembrance of Elohim. For they departed from you on foot, and were led away of their enemies. But Elohim brings them unto you exalted with glory, as children of the kingdom. For Elohim has appointed that every high hill and banks of long continuance should be cast down, and valleys filled up, to make even the ground, that Yasharel may go safely in the glory of Elohim. Moreover, even the woods and every sweet-smelling tree shall overshadow Yasharel by the commandment of Elohim. For Elohim shall lead Yasharel with joy in the light of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that comes from him.